Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It's the second day of early voting in Georgia after a record-breaking start.
More than 328,000. That is how many people, election officials say, turned out to vote early in person on the first day of early voting here in Georgia. Those numbers shattering records. At this polling location, they just keep coming. The line starting here about an hour before this location even opened.
ABC's Rachel Scott outside a polling place in Atlanta. And in Georgia, a judge ruling that the state election board cannot require poll workers to hand count the number of ballots to ensure that the tally matches a machine tabulation. Former President Trump taped a Fox News town hall with an all-female audience that will air today and declared himself the father of IVF. Vice President Kamala Harris appearing today along the Delaware River at the location where George Washington crossed the river. She'll be appealing for bipartisan unity and will argue that she will defend the country's founding principles. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Most public schools in Wisconsin will get more money from the state this year. The Department of Public Instruction is out with its general state aid figures. Two-thirds of school districts will get more money, a third will get less. In all, Wisconsin is sending about $5.5 billion to local schools. Local clerks say they'll run a free and fair election on November 5th. Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. He says local clerks and states take great care each step of the way.
For many voters, they cast their ballot and that feels like the end of the process. But in reality, that's the first step in a deliberate, specific, and careful process to get the final election results.
Congress adopted new safeguards for the electoral count process after the 2020 presidential election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Madison-based mortgage lender will have to pay $8 million, accused by the federal government of discriminatory lending practices. The Department of Justice says Fairway discouraged Black people in Birmingham, Alabama, from applying for mortgages and redlined people of color there, meaning they tried to avoid giving them loans. It's now illegal, but redlining was a common practice in America for decades. As part of a settlement, Fairway will have to put more than $8 million into a program for loan subsidies in mostly Black neighborhoods in Birmingham. And an update on a story we brought you yesterday. Madison College officials are now planning to start over in their search for a new president after one finalist dropped out of the running. The college's board of trustees had narrowed it down to three candidates. One of them withdrew. Now the board chair says they didn't have enough options in front of them, so they'll go back to the beginning. Retiring president Jack Daniels III already had to delay his exit once, but he'll leave at the end of this year. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for eight seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by two flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with five in six games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickell.
Whatever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 57 this afternoon. The wind out of the west becoming south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold. Not quite as cold as last night, but we'll drop to around 32, so it will be frosty tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny 63. We're sunny 68 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
National Produce Misting Day.
What is that all about?
Grocery stores, they mist their vegetables.
Sure.
I bet it feels really great to be a vegetable and just get sprayed with that mist.
I used to mist my plants in my apartment. Mm. It didn't save them, but they felt good dying.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, the Busted Pencils will join us.
And we'll be talking about different ways to vote with Scott Klug.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
He has not released more medical exams than any other president in history. He has released relatively little detailed information about his own medical history. But let's continue this conversation with CNN political commentator Shermichael Singleton and Paul Begala. Shermichael, I'll go to you first. Is the former president hiding something here? What's going on?
Look, I don't know if he's hiding anything, but what I do know is that he's falling for the trap. He's falling for the bait. And look, I got to give it to the Harris campaign. For baiting the former president is exactly what she did in the debate they had several weeks ago, and he fell for it. This election is close. I would advise them, don't waste your time responding to this type of stuff. Focus on the issues. But I will also give credit to the Harris campaign. It's important to know what gets under your opponent's skin, and you're seeing it in real time.
It's very, very orange and or brown skin. It's hard to tell.
Okay. Paul, Trump says he's far healthier than Clinton, Bush, Obama, Biden, and Kamala Harris. Your thoughts?
Boy.
Prove it. Prove it, Donald. Put out your medical records. So Thomas Jefferson said, when a person becomes a public official, they become public property. Mm-hmm. Okay? Our presidents have an obligation morally. They don't have one legally. I wish they did. They have a moral obligation to tell the American people about their health. We've had in history presidents hide health crisis. I think JFK, for example, had Addison's disease and lied about it. And we needed to know that. So I think this could be tragically serious. The reason, I've done this a long time, the reason politicians don't put something out is because they can't, right? Because they don't want to. Because there's something in there they don't want you to see.
Yep. Here's another tip. Just open your eyes and look. Amar tweets real quick, wow, Donald Trump pulls out of another scheduled mainstream interview. First, he canceled on 60 Minutes. He's refusing to debate. He froze up and played music for 40 minutes last night on stage. What is going on? And Tommy Veter said, this is now getting very suspicious. Joe Squawk is one of the biggest Trump supporters, ass kissers on TV. Canceling an interview with him suggests Trump is struggling to do anything besides be a DJ at his rallies.
Yep.
Wisconsin. What is happening, Wisconsin? Here he is, Representative Mark Pocan.
Pocan. First time.
Of the great state of Wisconsin. Oh, it's so tomato-tomato to me. I just love you either way.
Thank you. I love you too, Steph. It's a feeling is mutual.
You know, we're getting ready to do our big finale, L.A. Sexy Liberal, and Madison Sexy Liberal feels like 1,000 years ago politically, doesn't it?
Think about who was on the ticket, think about everything. A lot has happened. The good news is, we're less than 3 weeks. I think we have the organization in place, especially in places like Wisconsin. It's just what I keep trying to tell people, and all I do is go to launches of volunteers and events like that now, is quit worrying about why someone's voting for Trump, because it's above our pay grade, right? It's something that someday scientists will figure out. I'm not worried about Election Day, because there are people for months who've been worrying about Election Day and dealing with the elections. The only thing we control is whether or not the vote gets out. And that's us knocking on doors. That's us making phone calls. That's us texting our friends. And, you know, next Saturday, if you're going to go grocery shopping in the morning, go Friday night and sign up for a shift Saturday morning to knock, talk to your neighbors. And that's how we are going to win this election. People agree with us on the issues.
Yeah. And Representative, you know, if Georgia's any barometer, I mean, you know, breaking records, early voting, that, you know, we're looking at all kinds of indicators. We were just talking to you because that's what everybody does, is like, what's the polling say? And, you know, you're saying it's close. You got, you know, Tammy Baldwin up a couple points, Kamala up a couple of points in Wisconsin. But, you know, Wisconsin just such a key state, you know, and go ahead.
Well, no, and we also have a couple swing congressional districts, Peter Barca against Brian Stile and Rebecca Cook against Derek Van Orden, the insurrectionist who got elected to Congress. And he's the guy who drunkenly yelled at the Senate pages that night in the Capitol. And, you know, he's our Marjorie Taylor Greene. We'd love to, you know, trade him up for anything, preferably human. But, you know, he's... But we don't want that. That's not Wisconsin. Also, we have fair maps for the first time because of the Supreme Court and the governor. So we now have a chance to get the majority in our state assembly and give Governor Evers the backup that he needs. So we've got a lot going on in Wisconsin, and that's why, you know, the one thing I'll disagree with Tim Walz on, he says you can sleep when you die. I say you can sleep on November 6th.
There you go.
And full court press.
There you go. You know, it was something struck me yesterday, Representative, because, you know, as we know, Wisconsin, the birthplace of unions, right? Yep. I mean, of labor in this country. And he says something disqualifying almost every, every I don't know, hour or two, it seems like. But what if he just yesterday said auto workers, children could do their job? You know, my child could put together a... I mean, how much more insulting does he have to be to the working people in this country?
And even more, I mean, when he said he doesn't, you know, doesn't like to pay overtime, part of Project 2025 is getting rid of overtime, right? Mm-hmm. Everything he says is against working people. And, you know, I think where he tries to appeal to them is usually around things like guns, because that's what he does a lot in Wisconsin. We hear of, you know, the Republican Party works on. But no one's trying to take away your hunting rifle or your pistol for personal protection. That's not something that anyone I hear advocating for. Yeah. But when someone wants to take away your overtime, or someone thinks that a child can do your job making cars, you should start to listen to what they say.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think labor here is very organized. My union, I'm a part of International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. My union president, Jimmy Williams, is coming next week. All kinds of union presidents are coming through here, talking member to member. Our Teamsters were the first state union to endorse the Harris ticket after the national union decided not to get involved. So I think we're ready on that front in Wisconsin.
I learn a new fun thing about you every time. I need some touch-up paint. Would you like to come to L.A. Sexy Liberal? I've got an extra bedroom. And desperately in need of some painting.
We also have a set that we need to paint at Sexy Liberal.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm with the sign and display division. I have a special fitting for this.
We're union, too, so don't touch anything on the stage here.
Yeah. You can
do the stuff at my house. you know, speaking of which, you retweeted this new Trump's proposed tax policy changes would on average lead to a tax cut for the richest 5% of Americans, a tax increase for all other income groups. Mm-hmm. The middle 20% of Americans would see an average tax increase of $1,530. I mean, I don't know how much. That's why this, like, where was it? Chicago Economic Council interview was another disaster. Even Maria Bartiromo was a disaster. Because they're asking him actual questions about his actual economic policies, right?
Well, and the ones he won't tell you about that are in Project 2025, they want to take 7 tax brackets, but go down to 2, and I know you're going to be shocked, the richest pay less, but if you pay up to $120,000 as a couple, you're going to pay more, and that plan costs the average Wisconsinite about $3,100, the average family. Through this tax scam that he's got. So we need to know that 140 of his former staff, cabinet secretaries, appointees, campaign staff wrote Project 2025. He may be doing mailings in Wisconsin saying he has nothing to do with it, but 140 of his people wrote parts of it. And I think, you know, that part of the tax thing, as well as he wants to restore offshore tax havens. So one of the things I think that Harris and Biden didn't get enough credit for was when they went after those people that could have one office in Ireland and say all your profit in the United States was from there. They ended that.
Yeah.
Now here he wants to bring it back, which is going to cost every single middle class family more money.
Yeah, I that is got to be the just the cause of my lifetime is to convince people to not vote against their self-interest. Less than 1% of us make over $400,000 a year. He's not talking about you. Whoever you are, there's this percentage of nobody that makes over the air are going to pay any more under Kamala Harris. But you're right. It's Donald Trump that's going to tax you. He's the one that's going to hurt you unless you're a friggin' billionaire. I mean, it's insane to me. Anyway, you also retweeted a Kroger executive confirmed that the supermarket raised prices in towns where there was no competition. In towns that have a Safeway or Albertson, it kept prices down. I think Kamala Harris has been brilliant talking about this greedflation as well, that it's companies that took advantage of the COVID situation and they're on tape as saying that's how we're going to keep this profit margin. And now inflation's down to pre-pandemic levels. So,
That's why I'm so glad that Charlena Khan is at the Federal Trade Commission, because they're going after these mergers. Four companies in the food industry control 65 to 70% of our groceries. A quarter of every dollar spent on groceries goes to Walmart in this country. And, you know, when you have that, when you have consolidation in the oil industry, where again, Charlena Khan found that a guy who sold his company to Exxon back earlier this year in May had several hundred communications with OPEC, a foreign entity, about supply and price fixing oil so that we as consumers in America paid more. This is the same industry Donald Trump asked for $1 billion so he could take care of them when he's president. So when we say we're paying too much for groceries and gasoline, it's the Donald Trump donors and Mar-a-Lago class of folks that are doing it, not people that are your average, you know, grocery store that you have back home.
Yep, absolutely. I wore my big gay Kamala shirt for you, Representative, because you and I are both that way. this breaks my heart every time I think of him. But you tweeted 26 years ago, Matthew Shepard was brutally murdered for being himself. Hate still persists today, including from my GOP colleagues. But our fight for equality won't stop until every LGBTQ plus person is safe and respected. Shepard's legacy is a call to action. I mean, this really is a love versus hate election. I mean, just in the last couple of days, Donald Trump has called Kamala Harris retarded, called her a criminal. Which a little bit of irony in that.
Right.
But, you know, I have to believe in my heart, Representative, that Americans are just done with this hate. And as Kamala Harris says, you know, instead of lifting people up, trying to beat them down, I have to believe that we are going to come out of this on the other side. How are you feeling there in the swingiest of swing states?
Well, and I'm getting it anecdotally from people who are knocking on doors. They come back and say that, you know, they'll talk to, you always knew younger women were very solid with Harris, but older women are kind of saying, oh, my husband's doing this, and then they kind of whisper, but I'm voting for Harris, right? So I think what we're seeing is part of it exactly what you said. I mean, this is the most negative opposite of what America is about ticket, with Donald Trump, you know, leading it at one side. But secondly, they agree with us on the issues. You know, Harris wants to make it easier to buy a house. She wants to help reduce the cost of things like groceries and prescription drugs, which they've actually done. We started negotiating for the first time with Big Pharma. And Donald Trump, again, is in bed with these folks. And, you know, watching him in the last couple weeks, honestly, you know, this reminds me a little bit of watching, and I probably shouldn't say this, but Joe Biden this year, when I watched a bit of decline in his age and health. I'm seeing this right now with Donald Trump. There's a reason why when people saw that first debate, they thought both candidates weren't right for America.
I'm not good at math, but can I say times 11 billion? Okay.
But I mean, this is the issue, right? You look at the other night, that dance party, and then watching Kristi Noem, oh my God, I don't think you could suck up any more than that. Right. She must have been so brown by the end of the event. Because pathetic watching her with the little hand dance and all that stuff.
Representative Mark Pocan's most important tweet. Wisconsin, we have just 3 more days, must be 2 now, right, to register to vote online or by mail. Don't wait until it's too late. So what is your deadline there? Because I don't know what you...
1 more day. I believe it's today. But the good news is in Wisconsin, we have same-day registration. Okay. So you can still, that's online registration, but you can still do it. You're just going to be in line a little longer. But that really helps us, especially on college campuses, for a lot of people to be able to get out to vote. This is one thing Scott Walker couldn't break when he was governor, because his own kids voted this way. We got kind of lucky on that one, but we do make it so that people have that opportunity to vote in a pretty open way.
Okay, rethink that painting job, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll see you. We'll see you in Camelot.
Yes. Jeez,
all right. Love you, Representative Mark Pocan.
Mark Pocan.
I said it right. Come on. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, you know what, Madison, Wisconsin. Just talking to Representative Mark.
Representative Mark. There you go.
Yeah.
Stick with that.
Anyway, that's where that was the birthplace of not only America's unions, but sexy liberal.
That's right.
Credo Mobile is the OG sexy liberal company. They were doing it way before we were. Giving to progressive causes, they've given over $95 million.
Yeah, they had the idea first.
Yes, they give to different, a lot of the same causes that Sexy Liberal has given to over our many years doing this, right? Planned Parenthood, March for Our Lives, on and on. And you get to vote. You get to vote where you would like your donations to go. Credo Mobile is, you get everything you need. Nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and you feel good about it. They share your values. In October, if you use the promo code VOTE50, Credo will donate $50 to vote.org that has helped register millions of voters. You'll get $250 off any new smartphone on top of that. So easy to switch. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go. CredoMobile.com. One more time, CredoMobile.com.
Inconceivable!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom from Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom from Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Text liberal to 511-511. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. To join the fight, text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, They need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you
try. It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to doctor now and share. I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it.
Talk to doctor now and share it. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Uh-huh. Oh, looky here. Pay-per-view, hooray. Stephan the Moog, so happy. This is from Joe in Syracuse.
Oh.
So happy to have purchased my pay-per-view access to your November 2nd show. Bam. I've already called a few friends to come over. We're going to have a late-night sexy liberal watch party at my house. Even better, that's the night we move the clocks back an hour so we get an extra hour of sleep after watching the party in L.A. Hooray. Can't say enough good things about Chris, Jody, Sean. Oh, there's no mention of me. Oh, well. You help us.
Isn't it addressed to you?
I guess. You help us keep the dream alive every day. I know a few days after the event, we'll be able to talk about President-elect Kamala Harris. Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, Adam Schiff, Glenn Kirshner, OMG. Yep. And who even knows what kind of surprises. Pay-per-view, $20.
Cast of thousands.
Yes, yeah, sexylittle.com. Karen in Chicago will be there. Hello, Karen. Hello, Karen.
And a woot and a squee.
Yay!
I cannot wait. Yes. I am so excited.
Yay.
Okay, so, you know, I am so ready for this time to be done. You know, so yeah. Like we said before, everybody has terrible things that we have to deal with or just day-to-day challenges. I have a sick kitty cat, and I am so full of anxiety about that.
Yeah.
I am so full of anxiety about, you know, all of the noise in the media and just having to listen to that idiot's voice. And then, you know, this ridiculous assassination attempt. Do I have a few seconds here?
Yes.
I just wanted to do a quick guest quote with Chris, if I may.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay. So, Chris, who said, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away. Let my people in.
Super Chicken.
No.
That would be... No, wrong. It's Donald Trump from January 6, 2021. So, point of order, if a Republican MAGA Trump voting poster boy just exercises his Second Amendment rights a la the GOP to openly carry whatever weapon he chooses, how is that deemed an assassination attempt?
Thank you.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. And by the way, nobody has ever gone broke underestimating the American need to tell Crystal Boy he's wrong to his face. Okay. Osborne is with Karen. He tweets, after 9 years of being subjected to this fugly fascist freak running again and again for the same job, we are down to just 20 days until the long national nightmare is over and we end his political viability forever. Can I tell you another reason I realize, like, he knows this is over, he's lost, is because everyone's like, what's the strategy? Why is he campaigning in California and New York, which he has no chance of winning?
Right.
Same reason he does everything, money.
Exactly.
That's the only... Why do you think he knows he's lost? He knows he's going to have massive legal bills. He's going to have to try to stay out of prison.
He was probably in the Coachella Valley because he was doing a fundraiser in Indian Wells, which is a very right. Republican part of the Coachella
Valley.
Oh, my God.
This grift... What did I... Just his campaign manager made $22 million.
Yep.
These grifters all attract other grifters that are just... They know this train is about to end. They're just trying to suck it dry until, you know, this thing's over in less than 3 weeks. Let's make it so. 29 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance next.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike,
block. Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She said, Miss Brown, you can't do everything. I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
just mentioned Putin, though. There's been this controversy the past week. Can you say yes or no whether you have talked to Vladimir Putin since you stopped being president?
Well, I don't comment on that, but I will tell you that. If I did, it's a smart thing. If I'm friendly with people, if I have a relationship with people, that's a good thing, not a bad thing, in terms of a country. He's got 2,000 nuclear weapons, and so do we. China has a lot less, but they'll catch us within 5 years.
That sounds great.
If I have a relationship, I don't talk about that. I don't ever say it, but I can tell you what, Russia has never had a president that they respect so much, but more importantly, or less importantly, I guess, I went into Russia, and people said, oh, he likes Putin, and Putin likes him.
You didn't do this on purpose to trigger someone, did you, Joni?
No, not at all. Not even a little.
So is that like the O.J. book, If I Did It?
Yeah.
No, if you did it, it would be a violation of the Logan Act, and that would be yet another of your 11 billion crimes. But that's not important now. Oh, my God. Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Let's dance.
Wow. Hi. Hiya.
Let's dance.
Okay.
The sound with Steffi. Let's dance.
Also, did you see in the Bob Woodward book that Biden stopped Putin from using nukes in Ukraine? What do you think Trump would have done?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't heard that yet?
Oh, you haven't heard that yet. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes. Jesus Christ. I've only been back 8 hours, 9 hours.
Oh, my God.
Didn't mean to throw that at you while you're jet-lagged. Sorry about that.
This is not the thing that you want to provoke me with. I'm almost certain of it. But, Biden stopped Putin from using nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Well, you know, there was a point in 2022 where we were issued gas mask and nuclear, biological, and chemical gear. And we just brand new NATO gas mask. And I thought, somebody's thinking something. Mm-hmm. So we were being preventive about that. But, hey, I was zen for the last 3 weeks on this trip, my little secret mission. So I tried very hard to limit the crazy. And fortunately for me, videos were not able to stream where I was. So I had to read stupid things. But this is one of the stupid things I did not read.
Yeah. I don't want to say anymore, because you know what the conversations have been with Putin, right? You know, it's like, go to Ukraine. I'll make sure, Republicans in Congress vote against Ukraine aid, which they did, right? Same as he told them, kill the border bill. I mean, it's just the amount of, I don't know if it's treason, Malcolm. I'm tired. you commented on this, him dancing to music for 40 minutes. And what I was saying, this is the October surprise, is he is it completely lost the last one of his marbles. Someone said a Nuremberg rally, but on ketamine. He's clearly looks high as a kite. I mean, I don't know what is happening, but it is really terrifying.
Well, you know, the reason I commented on that, because I was sitting in Vienna airport, and I finally caught up to what was going on. And I thought, this is insane. He's finally publicly started having mental health crises that the news media can't deny, right, or go away and say that, oh, this is just Trump being Trump. No, this is Trump being mentally ill, unhinged.
Yeah.
It's a clear sign of dementia. It was bad enough that his Chicago Economic Forum, that he couldn't seem to even answer a question that he was asked, and then attacked, you know, the very highly qualified moderators. Mm-hmm. But Trump standing there and doing his double phallus pump
Handy
move,
J.
Handy J.
double hander for 30 minutes. And just, let's go to our playlist. Let's play the Ave Maria. Let's play the Ave Maria again with Pavarotti.
Oh,
and Kristi Noem, The Daily Show put it best when they said Kristi Noem was wondering whether, you know, never misses a beat to take something out to the gravel pit and shoot it, and was really seriously looking at Trump like he was insane. Mm-hmm. We've reached the point where Donald Trump must be said to be mentally unfit to do this job and should withdraw from the election.
Malcolm, many of us who've lost a parent to Alzheimer's are like, I was saying the way Kristi Noem was talking to him at the beginning of the rally, there was the exact way the nurses
leading
in my
questions.
Mom's nursing home would talk to her. And she was, you know, when she passed at nearly 100. I mean, it is beyond terrifying at this point. So what was I going to? Oh, I was saving for you this. Because I just saw another picture of a boat parade for Trump with Nazi flags. Larry tweeted, "It saddens and sickens me that the greatest generation fought so bravely and so valiantly to defeat the Nazis and fascists around the world, only to have them resurface in 2024 in boat parades in honor of the most heinous traitor this nation has ever known." I mean, it just feels like understating it to say this is the most important election of our lives, right? Everything we say now sounds like hyperbole, but it's not, right?
It's not hyperbole, and to be quite honest, I'm quite surprised. Or should I say I shouldn't be surprised?
Right.
The news media is not getting this. This is not about policy anymore.
Yeah.
This is not about just his fitness for office. This is about, is America choosing to become a dictatorship? That's the stakes, dictatorship or democracy. And no one is couching it in those phrases. Trump said that he would start using cops, 100% immunity for police, use the police, the National Guard, and the Army to go door-to-door to round up 20 million people. You know that means checkpoints on the road.
Yep.
That means they'll stop you and ask you for identification if they think you're a person of color. You could be rolled up. You could be illegally arrested and deported from the United States, even if you're a legal resident. This is about authoritarianism. When I wrote that book, They Want to Kill Americans, I was not joking. That was 4 years ago that I was trying to warn, four, 3 years ago, trying to warn you all that their side really does want to use their guns. And it's being said louder and louder and louder.
I mean,
I wrote the Substack.
You had to, FEMA had to evacuate because they were being hunted. They were, people, right-wing militias were hunting FEMA.
Yep.
And telling law enforcement they were going to do it.
Yeah.
Telling them they were going to do it. Sitting there, getting their AR-15s, big fat guys who could barely walk 100 feet, and telling them that they were going to go around and start hunting FEMA. Right? No one was arrested for that. And you know they know who the person is that said it. That's a threat to law enforcement. That's a threat to the operations of the federal government.
Yeah.
But it's the environment we're living in because Donald Trump has created this environment, and his hillbilly army, all right, of Meal Team 6 Gravy Seals wannabes, all are out there with their big fat paunches, wearing their gear wrong, and wanting to go parade like they're freaking Delta Force, and they're make-believe, and they think that this is the Civil War, and they can intimidate blacks, women, to not vote. You must vote to save this democracy.
Malcolm.
Look, I was overseas, and I was talking to Democratic groups abroad. You've got to understand, if we can't do it here, if every one of you cannot bring two or three people, it's the end of American democracy, period.
You and your family have served for decades. We were talking about how against the grain it is for military people to speak out. We have yet another one. This is U.S. Army Major General Randy Manner. He said Trump and his MAGA movement fit the definition of fascism. He warned if Trump were to return to office, especially in light of the Supreme Court's immunity ruling, everything changes. He said the Supreme Court has given him immunity. The threshold for turning the National Guard into his personal police force is quite low. He noted as long as Trump remains out of office, he cannot do anything to harm America directly. He said most Americans don't know how easy it would be for an unhinged president to use the military against our own citizens. President Trump is not like any sane leader. I mean, I don't know how many more military officials have to say he will blow up this country and the world. Economists. You retweeted Neil Cavuto said the Trump thing and the market amazes me. When they're up, it's because of him. Because when they're down, it's because of the Democrats. Some of the biggest point losses occurred during his administration. Economists are warning he's going to blow up the U.S. and the world economy. I mean, I've just never seen an election like this. Have you?
You know, no one's ever seen this. 1860 is the last time we saw this. When they rejected Abraham Lincoln as a candidate, and 13 states decided they no longer were part of the United States. Look what the result of that is. Look, this is entering the most dangerous period in American history. I was lowballing it when I said on Bill Maher in 2020 that that we were going to go into insurrection. And he, you know, he thought, oh, we're going to do kumbaya. There will be no kumbaya with these people after this.
Yeah.
I wrote a whole warning manual about how they were transitioning to a war insurgency paramilitary, and they're there.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they'll accept that. I know this morning Neil Katyal has written a new article saying you could be looking at a 9-0 conservative Supreme Court. 9-0. They will get rid of Supreme Court justice. They could expand the court to 13 or 14. This election could take away virtually everything my family fought for, and maybe even fought to defeat, maybe even, you know, instituting slavery on some levels.
Malcolm, sounds hyperbole,
but it's not.
You are so good, and I feel like other alpha liberals are so good about calling out these fake tough guys. I love this. So Colin Allred kicked Ted Cruz's ass last night. You retweeted someone that said over 700 Texans died while Ted freaking Cruz abandoned them. Lest we forget Cancun Cruz. Vote Colin Allred in a Texas-sized landslide. I love this line from last night. He said, Senator Cruz treats our border communities like he's going on some sort of safari. He comes down, puts on his outdoor clothes, and tries to look tough, and then goes back to Washington and does nothing to help. Lucas Coons just got endorsed. We just had him on, running against Josh Hawley. It's who wrote a book about manhood, right. Who I love. Lucas came on the show and called him Cowboy Ken from the Barbie movie. They're such fake tough guys. They're such Ivy League dandies that don't do anything for their constituents. And I think this is the year we could really take back a lot of these.
Especially
seats.
Ted Cruz. He's an Ivy League dandy who does nothing for his people.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to me. I saw the Allred Cruz debate. I watched that. It's just utterly amazing to me. This man, and here's the problem. We've talked about meta-narrative framing. Republicans are good at putting the big frame around the neck of Democrats. And that what they don't like is when you fight back.
Right.
They don't like it at all.
Yeah.
They don't like it when Colin Allred, essentially called him a coward and said, you fled the state. You let people down. People died because of you and your lack of leadership.
Yeah.
They are looking for people to vote R because they've always voted R.
Yep.
This is the year you can vote for America, and no one will know what you did by supporting Kamala Harris and getting rid of Trump.
Speaking of which, I was in charge of dead inside white ladies that screwed everything up for Hillary last time, and it's working. New polling shows.
Where are the white women at?
They're with Kamala because of me.
Right.
New polling shows Kamala Harris performing better than any Democratic candidate for president in the 21st century among white women. Stuff's moving in the right direction.
Yep.
You retweeted, in fact. Carry the four. What did you retweet? Oh, you said Bill Madden said to the women of America, this is your time. Seize the moment. You are not the property of men. On November 5th, send that loathsome piece of Project 2025 into the trash bin of history. And it feels what state was it, Jody? Was it Georgia? Black women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Georgia.
Up 243%. Trust me, November is coming.
You're really voting for your life here.
Yeah.
All right. I'm saying this as a national security professional. You are voting for your life. You are voting to save the American Republic, as Benjamin Franklin said. Or we will get rid of it and we will move to a dictatorship. Straight, no question. The Handmaid's Tale is practically a documentary at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, do not vote against your own interests. If you know white women that are planning to vote for Trump, you have to tell them. You want your daughter to be controlled by white men. You want them to be controlled by other men. You want them to essentially be a body slave to old fat guys who really have no interest or even know how a uterus works.
Do we really need to tell women don't vote for the rapist? Okay,
yes,
I don't
do.
Feel
don't
it's mentioned enough. Okay. Malcolm, real quick, just to end on this, no matter what your issue is, so the Biden administration has warned Israel it must increase the amount of humanitarian aid it's allowing into Gaza within the next 30 days or could risk using access to U.S. weapons funding. I just saved this tweet for you, outspoken tweeted, as a Jew whose cousin was murdered in Israel. With my family running since the Spanish Inquisition, killed during the Holocaust in Ukraine and in Auschwitz, we need a safe place for Jewish people, but not by murdering the people in Gaza. Trade Netanyahu for the hostages. I will just say a vote for Trump is a vote for Netanyahu, and not voting is a vote for Netanyahu. So wherever you are on this issue, we have got to save our democracy on November 5th, Malkin.
Absolutely. Just, all right, not joking. Imagine, I just came back from, I was in Egypt, by the way, from my secret mission there. I was on a...
Well, now it's not secret anymore. Good job.
Right.
Blown your cover.
I was in the Western Desert following the historical trail of the SAS and the Long Range Desert Group. So let me tell you something. Here's what they're thinking about in Egypt. They're not thinking about Israel, Gaza, or Trump. They're thinking about a water war with Ethiopia because Ethiopia has built a new dam. Right? Water is the new thing people are going to fight for. Yeah. With Trump, he will allow them to go to war. He will allow a Netanyahu government, not an Israeli government, a Netanyahu government to level Gaza and deport 2 million people. Not
Thank
joking.
You. Thank you.
If
Thank
you, you vote for, if you don't vote for him and you don't vote for Harris, you're voting for essentially an unlimited hand to do anything they want.
Yep. Yep.
Why would you vote against the interests of Israel?
Yeah.
And allow Israel to, you know, damage itself in this respect. Vote for democracy in both countries.
There you
it's
go.
A great multinational democracy over there.
Yep.
Do not, we don't have to hurt ourselves and our human rights not helping the Palestinians. We can help the Palestinians feed them, but we do not have to foster a Donald Trump Netanyahu oligarchy.
All right, there you go. Okay, so we were just saying, you know, because we always go along with you, but I was giving you every sign. We gotta go. We gotta go. All right, we love you. Goodbye, Malcolm.
Thanks, Malcolm. Subscribe to his Substack.
All right, exactly. 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Yep.
Do you feel like you might need a little bit of calm?
A little bit.
Oh, I was hearing someone today saying therapy. Costs for Democrats have gone through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very stressful time.
A little bit.
Do it naturally. CB Distillery. They're targeted formulations made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions. And they are solutions designed to support your health. Whether you need more calm, better sleep, maybe you've got... I'm telling you... Oh, my bike ride is up to the top of Mandeville Canyon. What's going to happen?
Oh, wave at my aunt and
I will.
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Well, I need to hurry back. I need to hurry back because then I'll need to do
I know where his house
CBD
is.
Relief stick on my lower back is my point, Jody.
I have some under my tongue right now.
You know what? There's so many jokes I couldn't. Was it there in Nebraska? Okay.
Oh,
I didn't go to Nebraska this trip.
Oh, not Nebraska. I'm sorry. Kansas City. My bad.
And what state was that in?
Missouri. Okay, CB Distillery, the source we trust. 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. Use the code Stephanie for that 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Code is Stephanie.
You want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis, and really complex terminology, and a really complex life experience.
Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get it answered.
Breastcancer.org. I don't think I could have come through this without it.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Oh, yeah.
I was just showing Jody. I was very excited. Listen, Simply Safe is always coming up with new features.
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing I was thinking. It's great when you have your, you know, door and your window sensors, but they want to do prevent it from happening in the first place. How smart is that? Not every company has this, right? It's the new Active Guard outdoor protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge AI plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's live security agents. Keeps intruders out and prevents crime before it happens. If someone suspicious steps onto your property, in my case, that's you two.
Yeah.
Simply Safe agents are on it immediately.
Maybe you shouldn't have given us
the
code.
Tell them to be more supportive. The frozen assets joke was funny, and okay. Then let them in.
It's your fault for giving us the code.
Yeah, you gave us the code. We can get in.
Oops. They see and talk to the intruder, set off sirens, flash spotlights to scare them away, even call the police if needed to help get you help fast. Other systems only react after a break-in. Simply Safe combines live monitoring and proactive protection both outside and inside your home. Right now, you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Grab your 50% off today. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Seth, our homo of hope in Los Angeles. Hello, Seth.
Hello, homos, and Jody runs the showmo. Okay, first, quick, Chris, I think on Karen's guess the quote, when you said super chicken, you were probably correct. I think that would be considered a correct answer.
I think Trump so. Is Trump, super, Trump is super chicken.
He is.
All right.
That is true.
I will allow it.
Good. So now I have a request, a question for Sexy Liberal LA.
Yes.
On Sexy Liberal LA, Stephanie, will you be playing Ave Maria?
Yes, I was thinking I'm going to open the show by swaying to Ave Maria for 40 minutes. That now the surprise is blown.
That'll look good on pay-per-view.
Yeah, it'll be real fun for 40 minutes.
I'll sway very sexily.
All right.
Coffee with Carlos next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's been a couple weeks since we've had Dr. Laura Hanks here for public cervix announcements. And then, of course, we wrap everything up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman, and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.